Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Well, Driven Woman, we have been doing a lot of mindset work in these last few episodes, haven't we? We have been talking about our upper limits, talking about breaking through our money mindset blocks, and more. And something I have learned from many years of studying the mind and the brain is that it's not usually our circumstances that get in our way. It's what's going on in our heads. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how to question your fear, because fear is supposed to be there to protect us, to keep us safe, to frankly keep us alive. But in modern times, fear is usually something we experience whenever we are about to exit our comfort zone and do something new, something bigger, something braver, just something that we haven't done before. Now, if you've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast for any amount of time, I know you've heard me say that the brain is not your friend. The brain is a lazy mofo that burns a lot of calories and doesn't like to work hard. It doesn't care if you're happy or satisfied or living your dream or even on purpose. It basically just wants you to stay alive. And the more changing you do, the more your brain will kick up a fuss. And one of the most effective ways the brain will kick up a fuss and try to keep you right where you are is through fear. Now, fear is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Fear is a natural thing. It's a normal thing. And if someone's chasing you with a gun or a knife, or there's a wild animal nipping at your heels, you better be afraid, because you need to get the hell out of there. Fight or flight is baked into our DNA to keep us alive, just like the brain likes. But the kind of fear I want to talk to you about today is the kind of fear that I see stopping so many bold, brilliant, badass women from doing what they really want to do. Whether it's starting a business, launching a podcast, writing a book, raising their prices, quitting their job, or any other thing that they're afraid to do. Anytime you want to level up in your life, you're going to be afraid. Anytime you want to level up in your business, you're going to be afraid. Anytime you even think about doing something different than you've been doing, you're going to be afraid, even if it's just a little. That's normal. It just doesn't have to stop you. I read years ago that something like 85% of the things that we feel anxious about, we feel fearful about, are never going to happen. 85%. Like 85% of the things that we actually stop living our life in its fullness because we're afraid of are not going to happen. That is a lot of mental energy wasted on anxiety and worry that doesn't need to be a part of our existence. Now, I don't know how they came up with those numbers or even who they are, but the point is this: most of the things that your brain tells you that make you afraid and stop you in your tracks are not going to happen, at least not in the way that you think they will. So there's really no way to prepare, is there? I mean, so many people tell me, I'm just a worst case scenario kind of person. I just always like to imagine the worst case scenario because then I'll be prepared. No, you won't. That's not how it works. As a matter of fact, the things we think about only guarantee one thing, that we're going to continue thinking about them. We are literally training our mind and our brain to keep recycling that old content, because that's what you've been thinking about. And as you've heard me say in previous solo episodes, when there's a strong emotion attached to what you're thinking, you better believe your brain's going to put that shit on speed dial. So literally, imagine this. 85% of the things you're thinking about are not going to happen, at least not in the way that you imagine. Like, your launch is not going to fail. You are not going to be laughed off the internet. Your friends are not going to ghost you. All of your clients aren't going to leave. Everyone isn't going to reject your offer. You are not going to be made fun of or feel like a fool, at least not in the way you imagine. So this notion that I need to prepare for the worst case scenario so that I'll be ready for whatever happens, what will actually happen is that all that worst case scenario thinking is going to make damn sure that you don't do anything even remotely scary at all. There's no growth in that. If you want to grow, you've got to face some fear, because staying where you are is not growth. It's stagnation. Sorry, not sorry. I mean, there's a little bit of tough love here, but what you want, that bigger, better, bolder business, better clients, better fees, more time off, less hassle, it is on the other side of your fear. And when I say it's on the other side of your fear, I want to be very clear what I mean. I don't mean you can go around it. I don't mean you can get someone else to go through it for you. And you can't like slip past it in the middle of the night where it won't notice. No, the only way around fear is actually through fear. And what would be so bad about that? I mean, what is it that we are so unwilling to experience that we would rather hold ourselves back and stay frustrated than go through? What is so terrible about being afraid? I mean, not everybody hates being afraid. Otherwise, horror movies wouldn't be so damn popular. And amusement parks, where you are flung up in the air, you go through incredible twists and turns on a roller coaster. People do scary things all the time. I jumped out of a freaking airplane at 13,000 feet so that I could learn to improve my relationship with fear. Now, you don't have to go skydiving, but you do have to get honest with yourself about just how much fear is actually costing you. You see, fear is not cheap, and it is definitely not free. But whatever it is you're afraid of, probably some of the things I've mentioned and some I haven't, but fear is actually costing you your bigger, bolder visions, goals, and dreams. Because those things are not going to happen for you if you don't find a way to work through your fear or feel the fear and do it anyway. There really isn't any other way around it. And while we're on the topic of being honest, I need to point out that there actually is a certain amount of what's called secondary gain from indulging in fear. Yes, I said indulging. Because here's the thing, all of these groovy terms that we've come up with, like self-sabotage and imposter complex, they sell books, they sell podcast episodes, they sell blog posts. It's all very exciting to talk about. But what is imposter complex? I mean, at the end of the day, break that shit down. Imposter complex is just, no matter how accomplished you are, no matter how much you've achieved, you still don't feel confident. That is a chronic state of fear of not being enough. Not being enough. Not smart enough. Not innovative enough, not creative enough, not original enough, not enough of a leader. And those thoughts are choices. Isn't it shitty to realize that we are not moving forward towards our most important goals because of fear, when the cost of fear is that we feel like ass anyway? I mean, what a shit deal. Wouldn't it be better to accept the fact that in order to move forward, you need to move through fear, wrap your mind around that instead of seeing fear as the stopping point. Fear is not a brick wall. Fear is a smoke screen.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying listening to the Driven Woman podcast and looking forward to each new episode every Tuesday. Are you ready to take our relationship to the next level? Visit my website at DianeWingardCoaching.com. I have a weekly blog. There's a quiz you can take to find out what your ADHD signature strength is, and some other freebies like the 6 Steps to ADHD Mastery or the Driven Woman Roadmap Fast Track to Success. And if you're ready to get serious about going from spinning to winning and taking yourself from driven but distracted to focused, fired up, and flame retardant, you should definitely sign up for a free consultation. We'll spend 30 minutes talking about where you are, where you want to be, and whatever's getting in the way. I won't try to sell you if you're not right for coaching, and I'm not the right one for you. But if you are, this might be the best way to make 2021 your best year ever. Want to hear from someone who's actually worked with me? Have a listen to this.
So I remember when we talked about what you introduced as habit stacking, so pairing your habits. And when you did initially bring that up, my initial reaction was like, ugh, like that sounds awful. Like, I don't want to do that. But that was like one of the first shifts that our work together had changed. And that is something that I'm grateful for every day. So the first thing I do in the morning is I go pee. And so what your advice was, take your medication, you know, right after, have your glass of water there in the bathroom. And so that's sort of my daily routine. It's going to the bathroom, taking my medication, contacts, coffee. Yeah. And it's great because it just cuts out any chance of forgetting, which then would lead to kind of lollygagging around. And then like, oh, wait, have I taken it? I should take it. Wait, but this one other thing. And so just that really starts off the day so consistently and well. So that is the first thing. And then with regards to the rest of my morning routine, my best friend and I, we live together and we exercise in the morning now. So we've been doing that for the past 4 months, like at least 4 days a week. And so we do Beachbody. And it's just really fun because we do have the accountability of there's going to be someone waiting for you. So your butt better be up.
When you move towards it, it actually dissolves. And all of this worst case scenario thinking, if I make that offer, I'm going to be laughed at. Unlikely. If I raise my prices, people will think I'm a narcissist. Maybe one of them, but they're not the one you want to work with anyway. If you start showing up in a bigger, bolder way on social media, all your competitors will talk behind your back. Hey, honey, nobody's going to be talking at all about you if you don't get your ass out there. So all of these types of fears are fantasies and indulgences. The only way to move forward is to move toward your fear and watch it dissolve as you approach. Worst case scenario, waste of time. Indulging in those 85% of worrisome thoughts that are predictive of nothing, waste of time. And the secondary gain of fear, well, let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, since I am literally ripping you a new one, with love. What are you getting out of being afraid? I mean, legit, what are you getting out of it? Such that you're willing to continue being in it. Well, I'll tell you, there's a couple things. This is going to hurt, but you've probably guessed that already, right? The secondary gain of indulging in fear, especially when we are talking about our business, is that we do not have to address leveling up. we don't have to address the possibility that we won't fail, but that we will actually succeed. We might even succeed beyond our wildest expectations. And if that happens, well, people might be jealous. People might question, who the heck do we think we are to take up so much space in the world? People close to us might cast shade on us. People might criticize us. Is that really worth sacrificing what you really want for something that might happen? And if it does, isn't that an indicator of some spring cleaning you need to do in your life? Like, maybe some people need to go and you need to lock the door and not let them back in. The other benefits that we get from indulging in fear is we don't ever have to be uncomfortable, that kind of uncomfortable. I mean, there's the uncomfortable that we're already used to, the familiar level of uncomfortable, that kind of semi-sucky, well, I'm really working too hard. I'm not making enough. My customers are all kind of petty and needy and greedy and nickel and diming me. And I mean, that's the level of discomfort that is familiar. And a lot of people like to complain. When you actually face your fear, there's no room for complaining. You need to focus. Complaining is another indulgence, and it is an excuse for not doing the things we're afraid of. But like all indulgences, it's very popular, meaning lots of people do it. If you have surrounded yourself with other business owners who complain a lot about their shitty clients and how there isn't any money in coaching, consulting, copyright, whatever your thing is, or the market is saturated, or any of that nonsense. If you have decided to stay in the path that you're in, you need to dispel those thoughts, because while they may not be related to your fear, they're absolutely cement. It's keeping you equally stuck. What I like to encourage my clients to do is to question their fear. To literally frickin' interrogate it like it was a witness on the witness stand. Like, how dare you? How dare you try to intimidate me, Mr. Fear? Ms. Fear? Like, who the hell do you think you are to get in my way? And if you don't like the aggro approach, you could just say, okay, that might happen. I understand you want me to believe that this fear is a real and present danger, but what if it happened? I mean, what if the thing you're afraid of that is holding you back actually did happen? I mean, it could be in that 15% of things that do, right? But what if? What would be so bad about that? It would build strength and resiliency, which if you have any intention to stay in this entrepreneurial game, you definitely need more of. We all do. How do you get resiliency? Well, you can't buy it in a course, hear it on a podcast, or read it in a blog post. Resiliency is what we get when we face our fear and things don't work out. When we do fall on our face, the very thing we're afraid of actually happens. Oh my God! What do we get? We get experience. And we get resiliency. Because after you have stopped feeling sorry for yourself for lying there on your face, you get up, dust yourself off, course correct, and move on. You need practice doing that. We all do. I'm trying to think if there's any other secondary gains of indulging in fear. I think I've already covered no one will ever be jealous of you if you don't. You don't have to worry about people criticizing or wondering if you're really all that good and who do you think you are. How about this one? How do you feel about the possibility of being more successful than your friends, than your siblings, than your parents? Ooh, than your partner. ooh, that could be uncomfortable. I could see how that would hold you back too. But if you decide to let that be so, then accept it, embrace it, make it a choice. Don't indulge in fear and blame it on someone else or say, oh, I'd really like to do that. But, you know, it would be very uncomfortable for my relationship if I earned more than he does. No. That's not fear, honey. That's just outsourcing your emotions to someone who really doesn't have to be the cause of you not doing what you really want to do. Just don't do it. Just don't blame someone else. Bad form. And it's an indulgence. Now, you've heard me say a lot about what I don't think you should do and why we need to question our fear. Like, so what? So what if that happens? What would be so bad about that? I could learn something. I could be more resilient. And maybe you've realized by now that you are indulging in some secondary gain. You are actually getting some real life benefits from indulging in fear. And hopefully I've convinced you that your worst case scenario thinking isn't really preparing you for shit. It's just helping you stay stuck. How about this instead? How about you decide to give something new a try, using your fear as fuel? Yeah, you heard me. Fuel. Not to burn you down in your place, but actually repurposing that elevated state in your body and mind, that sort of jittery, agitated, butterflies in the stomach feeling, repurposing that as fuel, such that when you feel that, it is a sign to you that it's go time. Your gas tank is full and you need to point your effort at your goal and get moving. Now, I understand this is a significant mindset shift for a lot of people. And that is why I want to offer you a worksheet. It's called Question Your Fear, no surprise. And it's going to be very easy for you to get. There is a link in the show notes, so that you can go through this process, just a couple pages, step by step, to actually begin to get some practice with what it feels like to question your fear and then convert it into fuel. It may not work the first time. It may work a little bit the second time, but I promise you, with practice, like almost everything in business and life, it will work. What won't work is if you do nothing. What won't work is if you decide, oh, that's not going to help me, without trying. What have you got to lose? You pop in your email address, you get the worksheet, you try it out, legitimately try it out for a couple of weeks, take it seriously because you deserve it. And then if it works, DM me. DM me on Instagram at Coach Diane Wingert. And if it doesn't, I want you to also DM me. But I want you to actually do the work first. I am always ready to be challenged when someone says something I've taught them doesn't work, but they got to do the work, right? It's the opposite of indulging in fear. So there's your challenge. Do with it what you will. But if you have bigger dreams, bigger goals, and bigger plans, and you are not taking action toward them, you got to do something. Because fear doesn't generally tend to go away all by itself. It dissolves when we confront it. So some sort of action is necessary on your part. Wishful thinking, not going to make any difference. Okay, tough love. Class is over. And do reach out to me if you get some experience with this technique and you want to tell me about your results. I answer every email and every DM personally, and I'd love to hear from you. Okay, that's all, Driven Woman. I'll see you next week with our next guest interview. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community.